Now, your letters. And first, an unfortunate update of a story that we covered late last month.
We heard about the mysterious disappearance of the poet and essayist Craig Arnold. Arnold was in the middle of a five-month journey in Japan. He was following the trail of the poet and pilgrim, Matsuo Basho, when he visited a volcano and never returned. His disappearance prompted a search by both the Japanese government and a private American group hired by his family.
On Friday, his family announced that Craig Arnold almost assuredly died in a fall while hiking. Craig Arnold was 41 years old, and as we were told by one of his colleagues at the University of Wyoming, he was a dynamic teacher and an enlivening presence.
Now to some of your letters on a story which inspired a lot of mail. My interview on Thursday with Elizabeth Edwards dealt in large part with the infidelity of her husband, former Democratic presidential candidate and Senator John Edwards. Some of you found the interview too sensational.
This comes from Nicole O'Donnell of Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm writing to share my disappointment that you chose to focus your interview solely on Elizabeth Edwards' struggle with her husband's affair. Mrs. Edwards has had many struggles in her life, including cancer and the loss of her son. Yet in talking about her book, in which she discusses all of these, you only asked her about the affair. I am a devoted listener of All Things Considered, and I found it distasteful that you would choose to only air the sexy side of her story. This strong woman deserves more respect.
Listener Jim Voorhees heard the interview differently. He wrote this on our website. I've heard a lot of interviews on NPR over the years, and I've never heard anyone so stunned into a total loss of words as Elizabeth Edwards was. Michelle asked hard questions.
Finally, you may have heard our co-host Melissa Block last week, reporting from Sichuan Province, China, 1 year after a devastating earthquake. Well, she finished up her week of coverage with the story of Afterquake. It's a benefit album by artists Dave Leung and Abigail Washburn, which mixes the songs and stories of displaced schoolchildren with the sounds of rebuilding. Deborah Kozlowski of Tujunga, California, wrote this. "Song for Mama, a boy's lament for his distant mother, had me in tears even before Abigail Washburn gave the translation. I'm also a middle school teacher, and I plan on sharing Afterquake with my students and finding out if we can help some of the Chinese students in some way."
We'd love to hear from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking Contact Us. Mama.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.